Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 15th, 2017. Welcome to day 330. The Wall Street Journal says Cambridge Analytica handed over employee emails to Robert Mueller's team as part of the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The firm provided the Trump campaign with data, polling, and research services during the race. The emails had previously been voluntarily turned over to the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, Donald Trump called the FBI a shame shortly before speaking at the FBI's National Academy. NPR and Axios say he told the graduating class of law enforcement managers that he has their back 100%. Trump promised to rebuild the FBI and make it be bigger and better than ever. He called himself, quote, a true friend and loyal champion of law enforcement and more loyal than anyone else can be, but also said that people are very angry with the FBI and Justice Department. Last week, Trump said the FBI was in tatters. Trump also didn't dismiss the idea of pardoning Michael Flynn. CNN says Trump told reporters, I don't want to talk about pardons with Michael Flynn yet. We'll see what happens. Let's see. Next, CNN and Bloomberg say Donald Trump spoke with Rupert Murdoch, quote, to make sure he wasn't selling Fox News, end quote, as part of the Disney deal. He also congratulated Murdoch for the $52.4 billion deal to sell a portion of 21st Century Fox. Next up, one of Trump's judicial nominees struggled to answer basic questions about the law during his Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing. The Washington Post and NPR say Matthew Peterson is a member of the Federal Election Commission and a lawyer with no trial experience. Here's Peterson during an uncomfortable 5 minutes of quizzing on the basics of trial procedure by Senator John Neely Kennedy.
Have you ever tried a jury trial?
I have not.
Civil?
No.
Criminal?
No.
Bench?
No.
State or federal court?
I have not.
Okay. Have you ever taken a deposition?
I was involved in taking depositions when I was associate at Wiley Ryan when I first came out of law school.
How many depositions?
I would, I'd be struggling to remember.
Less than 10?
Yes.
Less than 5?
Probably somewhere in that range.
Have you ever tried taking a deposition by yourself?
I believe no.
Okay.
I'm going to play the full 5 minute clip at the end of the episode because you just have to hear the whole thing. And now to the polls. The latest numbers out of Harvard says 54% of voters think Robert Mueller's relationship with James Comey represents a conflict of interest because he is the former head of the FBI and a friend of James Comey. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. First up, a Wall Street Journal op-ed urging everybody calm down about net neutrality turned out to be written by a former Comcast attorney. 2. The EPA hired an opposition research firm to track and shape press coverage using taxpayer money. Scott Pruitt's office signed the no-bid $120,000 contract with Definers Corporation. And 3. Betsy DeVos was hit with 2 lawsuits in a single day over letting more than 50,000 student debt relief claims pile up. And remember, you can get the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, gentlemen. Congratulations. You can just raise your hand on this one, if you will, to save a little time. Have any of you not tried a case to verdict in a courtroom? Mr. Pitch. Have you ever tried a jury trial?
I have not.
Civil?
No.
Criminal?
No.
Bench?
No.
State or federal court?
I have not.
Okay. Have you ever taken a deposition?
I was involved in taking depositions when I was associate at Wiley Ryan when I first came out of law school.
Have you ever, how many depositions?
I would, I'd be struggling to remember.
Less than 10?
Yes.
Less than 5?
probably somewhere in that range.
Have you ever tried taking a deposition by yourself?
I believe no.
Okay. Have you ever argued a motion in state court?
I have not.
Have you ever argued a motion in federal court?
No.
When's the last time you read the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure?
The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, I have, in my current position, I obviously don't need to stay as, invested in those on a day-to-day basis, but I do try to keep up to speed. We do have, at the Federal Election Commission, roughly 70 attorneys who work under our guidance, including a large litigation division. And as a commissioner, we oversee that litigation. We advise them on overall legal strategy, provide recommendations and edits to briefs and so forth, and meet with them about how we're going to handle it.
If I could ask you this, sure. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're only given 5 minutes for five of you. So.
Sure.
When's the last time you read the Federal Rules of Evidence?
The Federal Rules of Evidence all the way through would, comprehensively would have been in law school. Obviously, I have been involved in, when I was an associate, that was something that we had to stay closely abreast of. And there have been some issues dealing with evidentiary issues that will cause me to examine those periodically in our oversight role of the litigation division at the Federal Election Commission.
Okay. As a trial judge, you're obviously going to have witnesses.
Yes.
Can you tell me what the Daubert standard is?
Senator Kennedy, I don't have that readily at my disposal, but I would be happy to take a closer look at that.
Okay.
That is not something that I've had to... Okay. Contend with.
Do you know what a motion in limine is?
Yes, I haven't. My background is not in litigation as when I was replying to Chairman Grassley. I haven't had to, do a deep dive. And I understand and I appreciate this line of questioning. I understand the challenge that would be ahead of me if I were fortunate enough to become a district court judge. I understand that that the path that many successful district court judges have taken has been a different one than I have taken.
Mm-hmm.
But I, as I mentioned in my earlier answer, I believe that the path that I have taken to be one who's been in a decision-making role I would guess now somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 enforcement matters.
Mm-hmm.
Overseeing, I don't know how many cases in federal court.
Yes,
the commission has been a party to during my time.
Yes, sir. I've read your resume. Just for the record, do you know what a motion in limine is?
I would probably not be able to give you a good definition right here at the table.
Do you know what the Younger abstention doctrine is?
I've heard of it, but I, again...
That, how about the Pullman abstention doctrine?
I heard
you're going to see, you'll all see that a lot in federal court. Okay. Any of you blog? Okay.
No.
Any of you ever blogged in support of the Ku Klux Klan?
No, Senator.
Okay. Let the record reflect everybody said no, Mr. Chairman.
The record will show that.
Thank you, gentlemen. I wish we had more time to spend together.
Senator Durbin.